So we're talking about Simchat. Hopefully we had at least one time in the course of last week that we did what we were supposed to do 21 times in the past week. To stop before Shemoneh Esrei and pay attention how we are preparing ourselves for Shemoneh Esrei. So since we didn't do it last week, we'll try to start working on this week. It's not nice if the rabbi is not down the oil of Hatzfus. But I also struggle with it, don't worry. The bottom line is that if you want to make a Shemoneh Esrei, a real Shemoneh Esrei, or put it another way, one of the primary factors that Shemoneh Esrei is not a Shemoneh Esrei is because we don't go into the Shemoneh Esrei with the right mind frame. We just fall into Shemoneh Esrei, and before we went to Shemoneh Esrei, we already had a focus. There's no way in the world that Shemoneh Esrei will put us into focus. For this purpose, Chazal set up a mahalach. How are you supposed to go into Shemoneh Esrei? And he goes to Shemoneh Esrei, like the Gemara says, that is the way to get into the Shemoneh Esrei. And here's the Simcha. Loim HaMeach praise the Simcha. Yitzchoik HaMatzi Meholo. Laughter, external ki'ilu, happiness, is watered down. Does not last. It ends up with a hangover the next day. But simcha shel mitzvah is something that the more we pay attention to this, the more our entire life becomes a life of simcha. What is the simcha shel mitzvah that Chazal prepared for us to be the entrance into our conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By Shabbos and Maariv, it's reminding ourselves of Geulas Mitzrayim. It's not just part of a ceremony that twice a day you have to say, Yicha Moicha Ve'ilam Hashem, Simcha Rav Amru Chulam, Shem Yimloch Ve'ilam Voel. Reliving that amazing event of Klal Yisrael, the slave nation. And after they ran away, they were sure that they were destined to death because they were surrounded from the back by the powerful Egyptian army and from the front by Yam Suf, and there's no way to go. And now suddenly, the Yam Suf splits and the Mitzrayim drowns and they are the Cheiris Oilam. Suddenly life has changed. That fear, that threat of Mitzrayim has ceased to exist. And now they realize that nobody like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed. I feel how close Hashem is to me. He made these supernatural events to save me from Mitzrayim. I want to be Mamlech Hashem and myself and the entire world. I want Hashem to be my guiding force for the rest of my life. That is the opening statement. The simcha that a Jew is supposed to feel, that I am the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm the nation that Hashem did all these miraculous things to take me toward Him. And therefore Hashem wants me to speak to Him. I was chosen to be His Mamlechus Kodim Lidur Kodesh. I am the prince and princess of Hashem's royal family. When I have that and when I stop and just drop everything, those things I've been thinking about, what happened yesterday, what I'm planning for tomorrow, this thing's bothering me, other things, no good. Amazing, I have this amazing kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're able to focus on that for a minute, even a half a minute, then our Shemoneh Esrei has a chance. Because I just put myself in the position of standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says, when we say that, we're knocking on the doors of the divine palace. And immediately Hashem opens up. We have another chance. We can float off again, and when he opens the door, we disappear. But we don't do that. We go straight from Geula into Shemoneh Esrei. No breaks. That's the mind frame of Shemoneh Esrei. The simcha, the fact that I am the nation that has the mitzvahs that were given to us to be Tovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mis'anig al Hashem eternally, and I know Hashem loves me, and cares for me, does everything for me from that event that happened thousands of years ago, Kriyas Yamsus. That's what we do by Shabbos and Maya. By Mincha we do not do that, we do not mention Kriyas Yamsus, but we mention something else. Korav Hashem l'cho, korav l'cho l'shikuv ha'mes. Hashem is so close to those who call out to Him. It's on your Rebbe Asa, Shabbos HaMishma v'yishiyim. Hashem, those who have Yer Shemayim, they live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem listens to them, and He will save them from all the things that they need Yeshua for. Shoymer Hashem kol oyhadov, eis kol shoymi Hashem. Hashem will watch over those who love Him, destroy the Rishoyim. So I'm disturbed about all the Resha, all the evil in the world, and all the hardships in the world, and all the things I need Yeshua for in my personal life. My physical needs, my spiritual needs. Before I start Shmon Esrei, I have to stop. I have to remind myself. 1 second. If I'm just being involved in myself and all my needs, then I'm going to go through Shmon Esrei with the same thing, involve myself in all my needs, and suddenly wake up at the end of Shmon Esrei. We have to make that stop, that break, before starting Shmon Esrei, and say, 1 second, my mind is overcome with all these thoughts. But I have a way out. Hashem is close to the ones who call out to Him. He brings Yeshuas to the Yirei Shemai, Yirei Hashem, and watches over all those who love Hashem and destroys the Rishayim, those three psukim. Those create a state of simple shel mitzvah. I'm excited about the fact that Hashem gave mitzvah. I want to take advantage of the mitzvah that's coming up now. What's the mitzvah coming up now? The mitzvah of talking to Hashem is most exalted event. I was speaking to a guy, he told me, he has a friend who told him, he meets Hashem once a week. No, he dams once a week. Poor, unfortunate Jew. When we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us our power, that empowers us, that gives us Yeshua. Like we saw in this week's parsha, that's what Paul Bilam revealed to us, the brothers of Bilam. Am kilobi yokub, kariz naso, we get up like a lion, and we strengthen ourselves like even a stronger lion. How do we do that? By saying Kriya Shema in the morning, reminding ourselves we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yishgar, we don't go to sleep also, till we destroy all those who are out to get us. How? By saying Kriya Shema by night, that destroys all the maziki. That puts us into Hashem's world, and that's the secret we have that brings us our success in life, and that brings us a pleasant life that a Jew can have. So this is what we're working on. Simcha shel mitzvah. Simcha shel mitzvah. You're saying, well, this week we're going to be starting the 3 weeks, kind of less simcha, less of the other type of simcha. More simcha shel mitzvah. Adrana. The time to focus more. This is our greatness. I have to be happy with what I have and yearn for more. That's the Avodas Yerushalayim. The simcha I have now is nothing to what it can be. It could be a million times greater. But not to look away, focus on the good that I have. That is our avodah. If we're going to do this, we can transform our whole lives. We can make a Shmon Esrei a real thing. But it takes, and you put a sticker in your scissor. When you get to Ezra or to Ashrei, blinking lights, drums beating, whatever have you, automatically your phone starts playing some nice music, whatever you want. It's something we have to work on this week. And this week we got to work on it. We have to pay more attention to the introduction to Shmon Esrei to make Shmon Esrei real. We were speaking this week about the midos of Avram Avinu. Ayin Toiva, the Umas Bilan Harosha. And one who has Ayin Toiva says, Oichel, Oilem Azeh. He's constantly satiated. He's eating the good things in this world. There's a pleasant life in this world. Noichel Oilem Av. And he also has Oilem Av. And if not, doesn't have not Oilem Az and Oilem Av. This is what Chazal revealed to us, how to enjoy life. In this world, God will find the world to come. Ayin Toivu. That is the need of Ayin Toivu. What we saw before, to be Samer Pechelke. Ayin Toivu doesn't start with the other person. It says, see the good in the other person. If you start from there, you'll never have it. You have to start by yourself. I have an ayin toiva on my own life. I see the good that Hashem has given me in my life. And I'm happy with what I have. And I will use what I have to its best. Because that setup that Hashem has given me of every part of my life, from my physical things, my emotional things, my intellectual things, spiritual things, my family, my job, whatever I'm doing in life, my neighbors, the city I'm in, the country I'm in, the time of history I live in, all that is part of the divine plan. This is what the world you're put into for you to have a wonderful life in this world and the world to come. Sometimes it's easier to see this, and sometimes it's more challenging. But even if it's challenging, that's a challenge. Hashem wants us to have that eye in toiva, to be able to see the good in every situation. I was talking to a person, a couple. They're going the right way, but they have very serious shalom bias problems. And it stems from this. They weren't able to see the good in each other. They had good reasons. Each one was, becomes like a cat 22 after a while. This one gets himself, this other one sells back, and the other one says, well, if they sell me, so I can sell better. And it's just a never-ending a tragedy. And if, even if it's enough for one of the two, it's better than both of them. But one of the two stops and says, you know what? We got into this whole mishugas. We're living like Tamidei Bilam HaRosh over here. Everyone's seeing what they can get out of the other one, and everyone's putting down the other one. Everyone's blaming the other one for all the problems in life. Instead of the other way around. I can stop it. It's in my hands. I am Toiva. Instead of looking at all the faults of another person, start looking at the good things, the quality of them, what they are doing, what I gain from them. Sometimes even another person's weakness is something good for me. Hashem put that person in my life so that I should work on my midos, so that I should be more Muslim. It's also something. There's always something good there. And when a person starts doing that, then life changes. B'siyat Hashemayim, in this example I brought, they start taking to heart and think, oh Hashem, Al-Vagayit, she continues. That was the turning point. The turning point is, stop everything. Forget about what happened in the past. If you want to work on your broken home that you grew up in, go to psychologists. But that's two different fronts of the issue. The main issue is how I'm dealing from today onwards. And what happened till now, who caused it, who didn't cause it, totally irrelevant. We don't, Ayin Toiv does not blame anybody for his hardships. And thanks Hashem for everything he gets. That's Ayin Toiv. Hashem, I know you put me in this situation. Maybe I did things wrong in the past, I did right in the past. They did wrong, they did right. Irrelevant. I'm going to do my best now to appreciate what I have as much as I can and make the best of it. And one does like that, and little by little you see. Oichlim loichlim as a chidam hajra becomes more pleasant. So those are the simcha. The simcha and everything in life. Da'im toivah of Aaron Avinu to be mistapik, feel good with what I have. Look at the bigger picture. Hashem created the world. Hashem created everything that's going on in my life. Set up every prop, set up that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Special event. Special event. And they have people, they like to go, something called movie in English, movie. Movie is an imaginary fantasy thing. Never happened.